Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we play brand new, or in this case perhaps not so new, video games that are coming out soon or have come out already. Hello, my name is Peter. Hello.
Hello. Hello, is Ashton.
I was about to say hello Ashton and then realised I've not said my name is Peter, so it came out as hello, my name is Peter.
Yes.
But anyway,
and
we got there.
Yeah, my name's Ashton, just in case you didn't know.
Ashton,
just in case.
Ashton.
Yes.
What have you been playing?
I have been playing, for the first time in a very long time, GTA 5 on the PlayStation 5.
How exciting.
Yes, we got the PS5 upgrade. Mm-hmm. I realised when I booted the game up that it had been a long time since I played Grand Theft Auto 5.
I've not played it in ages.
It must be Xbox 360 the last time I think I played it. So it's very different now in terms of like graphics and stuff. But it is inherently GTA 5.
Yeah.
And you obviously get online as well. Someone from The Hague is calling me on my phone. Go away.
The Hague, wow.
I don't know why.
What's going on?
I don't know.
An international incident.
I know. They've called me in. I'm clearly important. But yeah, it's GTA 5 in its same form that everyone's played it in. Because I think everyone's played GTA 5 now.
Yeah.
But they have put some new content in the online system, the online mode, and they have upgraded certain things. So it's now 4K, 60fps.
Okay.
If your television runs 4K, 60fps. Loading times are much quicker now. So I don't know if you remember way back when you might have played a GTA 5. It felt like it took like 15 minutes to load into either online or story mode.
I mean, there's a lot of world to load up
in
that game. I know they don't load the whole world, but you know, it's a pretty complex game and always has been. But yeah, that was the one thing that as soon as you hear PS5 upgrade or PS5 quote-unquote remake or remaster or whatever, one of the first things I think is, well, you know, the loading screen should be a lot shorter.
Yeah.
Like with Spider-Man, you know, that was a game where if you could really nitpick one thing with Marvel Spider-Man, it was that when you did do loading screens or that first loading screen, sometimes it'd be a little bit too long. And then as soon as it comes out on PS5, way like better, you know,
way
quicker,
way shorter. Because I remember when I was younger being like, oh god, this takes so long. And I was like, had that same mindset as soon as that lady popped up in her bikini,
right? Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm just gonna get myself a drink, and I turned around and already loaded. So like, it's the loading times are really good, including like in-game character transitions, you know, in the story, that you can go kind of between other characters. I've not played too much of the story because I only kind of downloaded it last night and played a couple of hours. But what I remember and what I've seen, it's much quicker than before. Improved graphics.
Yeah.
It looks really good. It's not kind of a GTA trilogy remaster situation.
No.
It's not. It's miles better. I mean, they've not quite got the same things to work with, but it looks really good.
God, when you put it like that, how ironic is it that, like, when they don't actually sit down and, like, actively try and remaster and rebuild a game, mm-hmm. it actually comes out as less of a travesty than
yeah.
when you sit down and spend, you know, hours and hours and hours of not always manpower, but
yeah.
AI power to recreate GTA Trilogy. So
yeah. So, but it looks really good, mm-hmm. and I think if you've played it before, I think that there's definitely graphical upgrades you can see in like the cutscenes and some of the kind of surroundings look really good as well. I did get a couple of visual glitches here and there, like a couple of kind of pops in and things were kind of tearing every now and then, but
right.
nothing more than like I'd see in most games. You get the occasional visual glitch every now and then.
Yeah.
Because it was the PS5 one, I think that the servers weren't very busy, because I think it was only PS5 on the server potentially, so there was only a couple of us kind of wandering around.
Right. It also, I think at time of recording it goes live today.
Yeah, it's literally going out today, so I've not played it with everyone else on it.
The plebs
But I hadn't played online again in quite a long time. Mm-hmm. But what they have done, they've added a couple of new events and things to do, so there's a couple of new time trials and like car events and kind of ride stuff to do. There's also, which I didn't realise was new, I had to Google it because I wondered if maybe it had been in the PS4 version or gradual upgrades that I hadn't seen. Mm-hmm. There's a career build now, so when you open the game for like the first time, you've got like, you can either be kind of a crime lord, you can get a motorcycle gang, you can open a nightclub, or you can be like a gun runner, so that you can like pick kind of things that sort of give you kind of a path of things to do. I picked nightclub because it sounded fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped into it, played for like 15 minutes, and then proceeded to break it. I got stuck in my nightclub because it was like, you have to name your organization that you need to, and it wouldn't let me leave until I'd named an organization, but it wouldn't let me, it wasn't coming up with the option to name my organization. It wouldn't let me use the computer. I literally couldn't do anything. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go and do the story for a bit then, because I jumped into online first because I thought maybe I'd be able to have a bit more freedom than the story.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So jumped into online first, immediately broke it, and went into the story for a bit. Did like the story mission that everyone remembers, like the bank heist.
Yeah.
And then played story for about an hour, and then jumped back into online afterwards. I didn't get too much footage of me playing it afterwards because I'd already got quite a lot.
Yeah.
But it worked. It let me do a couple of the missions for the nightclub. It let me drive around for a bit. And it does. It looks really good. And it's still got that kind of janky floatiness that I think all the cars in GTA have always had.
Yeah.
I had a couple of... I think having played other games since playing GTA and going back to this... the cars do feel like they are made of paper sometimes. Like, right. My car's like flying in the air and I'm like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. I've just gone over a speed bump. But they said they've improved some of the driving mechanics in some of the cars and some of the stuff. So maybe I just haven't been driving the right cars around. But I had fun and I forgot how much I enjoyed it, and I'm excited to kind of play with other people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's GTA inherently at the end of the day. Like, if you are a fan of GTA and you want this upgrade, then I recommend, you know, looking into it. But if you haven't played GTA in years and have no intention of going back to play it, because it's no different.
Yeah.
It's no different, exactly the same. They're selling it for, I think it's $9.99 on PlayStation and Xbox, Series X/S, for the first, like, couple, I think, 3 months. And then it's going up to full price. So they're charging full price for it again.
Right.
So if you have it on PlayStation 4, you will still need to pay to upgrade it, which is, for some people, not great, considering...
It's a bit cheeky.
Yeah, a little bit. There's not too much that's changed, really. Mm. Like, having gone from Xbox 360 to this, it's still the same game. It's just got a bit more content and looks a bit nicer.
Yeah, I guess if they can sort of justify it by the fact that they have added a little bit of content seemingly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But only just, really on the online, not too much the actual story.
Yeah. Just touching on that career mode, do you know much about it? Like, do you get like different things that? So you say that, you know, the different paths you can choose. Mm. Depending on which one you choose, are there like little kind of mini sort of missions to like earn money?
So there's kind of like when you kick off the career mode, there's like a couple of story missions you have to do. So you've got like go to the nightclub, meet people, then go and get some staff.
Right.
Then go, because you've got a nightclub, people set up an underground organization of like things that are dodgy. And you can like do missions to start a money laundering process, or start gun running or drugs or something. Mm-hmm. So there is other options in the career mode as you go through it, and you get given like $4 million at the beginning of the game.
Right.
They just kind of give you $4 million, and then you can just use that to pay for your nightclub. So you can pick where it is, what kind of interior you want it. And then
that's
gradually,
just like The Sims.
Just like The Sims. And then you can like get a DJ and you can dance in the nightclub.
Oh wow.
I spent like a good 5 minutes just dancing in the nightclub because I was like, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm kind of having fun.
All the people working for you were like, what? This is just a front. You're not supposed to be like actually using it as a nightclub. We've got drugs downstairs. What are you doing? You're like, no, have a dance.
Yeah, I'm just boogieing.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's GTA 5, and it looks a bit nicer, and there's a bit more content if you're kind of thinking of going back into it. Or if you have to start a motorcycle gang, you can have 7 friends join your motorcycle gang and all be part of the motorcycle gang. So
Hell's Jumpers.
Yes.
That's what we could be.
We should do that. But if you've played it on PC, I should actually say this as well. If you've played it on PC and you've modded it, and you've like got the mod upgrades and stuff, this will just look like maybe not as good.
That's a good point, because you can already visually, you know,
improve it on
PC.
And
probably download similar like mods that give you careers and all sorts of things in single player mode.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that depending on your relationship with GTA 5, I think it depends on whether or not this upgrade would be worth purchasing at some point. But if you are thinking of getting it, I'd recommend getting it while it's $9.99 and not before it goes up to full price, if I was you. So
by the time this video goes out, I believe it is now fully available. I think it goes out today on the 15th of March.
Yeah.
So there you go. Worth checking out by the sounds of it. If it's, like you say, depending on your relationship with the game. Well, that leaves just enough time to say, GTA 5 upgrade. More like GTA 5 up nade, because I'm going to be throwing a grenade up into the sky and then it's going to blow up and I get like a police wanted level.
Yeah. I have been really bad at these recently, so I don't think I'm going to get any better today. GTA 5 PlayStation upgrade, more like GTA 5 stars from the police, because I'm now a criminal.
A nightclub owner.
Because
you threw a grenade
PS5
up.
Upgrade. Yeah, exactly. It's not getting any better.
No, I mean, there's not a lot to work with,
no,
really.
There isn't any.
GTA 5 upgrade. If you can do better, let us know in the comments below.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks, everyone. Stick with the channel for more Quipscopes as and when games come out.
Yeah.
And we'll see you when we see you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.